RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, and focus news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. The Indonesian Religious Affairs Minister confident Friday rally held peacefully. Indonesian government expects the December 2nd rally will run peacefully. Indonesia ready to hold Bali Democracy Forum. Now the news in detail. Religious Affairs Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin is optimistic that Friday's rally, dubbed Aksi Bela Islam 3 or Third Act to Defend Islam, will be held peacefully. The rally will be centered at the National Monument area in Central Jakarta. Lukman expects that the government between the National Police and rally initiator, the National Movement to God, the Indonesian Ulama Council, can be implemented. Muslims have planned to perform prayers during the event. Lukman Hakim Saifuddin called on participants to act peacefully and maintain harmony in order not to harm the nation. He, however, warned against attempts to interfere with the peaceful rally and break the agreement. The National Counterterrorism Agency Chief Suhardi Aliu said earlier that his agency continues to coordinate with Muslim organizations to anticipate possible attempts by radical groups to infiltrate Aksi Bela Islam 3. Director General for Information and Public Diplomacy of the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, S.T. Andayani, on Tuesday in Jakarta expressed hope that the December 2nd rally will run peacefully without any chaotic situation. According to her, such peaceful situation will become example for all participant countries of the Bali Democracy Forum to be held on December 8 to 9 regarding Indonesia's effort in dealing with pluralism. SD admitted that the theme of religion, democracy, and pluralism of the Bali Democracy Forum was not related to the current internal political situation within the country.
Mudah-mudahan 2012 akan betul-betul menjadi kegiatan.
We hope that the 2 December rally will be conducted in a super peaceful situation. It will become a showcase for us to show them that we can do this. This is our challenge. We never thought that the 4 November rally will happen after we decide the theme of religion, democracy, and pluralism. Ahok had not said anything about Al-Ma'idah when we make this theme. Moreover, S.T. Andayani admitted that the national political situation gained attention from many countries that wished to attend the Bali Democracy Forum. However, the tight schedule of some ministers and deputy ministers of state members of the Bali Democracy Forum has not allowed them to attend the forum. S.T. further hoped that the Bali Democracy Forum will be a means of sharing experiences between countries around the world in an effort to balance between religion, democracy, and pluralism. The Indonesian government is ready to hold the 9th Bali Democracy Forum 2016. Director General for Information and Public Diplomacy of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, S.D. Andayani, in Jakarta Tuesday said that the forum themed Religion, Democracy and Pluralism will be attended by participants from 60 countries and international organizations. The speakers of the forum are, among others, the former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan and the former ASEAN Secretary Surin Pitsuan.
Tapi yang menarik untuk yang kesembilan ini, kita punya pembicara.
One of the interesting things at the 9th Bali Democracy Forum is that the 1997-2006 United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan will one of the speakers. He is currently chairman of Kofi Annan Foundation. In addition to that, we have also Madam Wadid Bohamoul, Nobel Peace Prize laureate of Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet. Then we have Surin Pitsuan, the 2008-2012 ASEAN Secretary. He is currently chairman of Advisory Board of the Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance. As the Andayani said further, the Indonesian government has invited 58 participants from the Asia-Pacific region, 67 observers from America, Europe and Africa, as well as 9 international organizations. According to her, the number of confirmed participation of the Bali Democracy Forum is likely to increase given the availability of spare time before the meeting started. The 9th Bali Democracy Forum 2016 series event will be started by the Bali Civil Society and Media Forum to be held from 6th to 7th of December 2016. Director General for Information and Public Diplomacy of the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Esti Andayani, in Jakarta on Tuesday said that the forum will discuss Islam, democracy, and the challenges of pluralism and security. She said that the outcome of the forum will be delivered on the opening ceremony of the Bali Democracy Forum on the 8th of December 2016. On 6 to 7 of December, we will hold the Bali Civil Society and Bali Media Forum seminar themed Islam, Democracy, and the Challenges of Pluralism and Security. Furthermore, Esti Andayani said that the Bali Civil Society and Media Forum invited civil society and medias around the world. Some countries that have confirmed to attend the seminar, namely Indonesia, Morocco, Japan, the United States, Australia, Vietnam, Laos, Germany, and East Timor. The seminar will be conducted under cooperation of the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, the Press Council, and the Institute for Peace and Democracy. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The 9th Bali Democracy Forum 2016 will hold cultural and religious trip for participants, Esti Andayani, Director General for Information and Public Diplomacy of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry in Jakarta Tuesday said that all participants of the forum will visit the Bali Bina Insani Islamic Boarding School in Tabanan. According to her, the visit is in accordance with the theme of the forum, Religion, Democracy, and Pluralism. During the visit, participants will see a model of successful diversity management in Indonesia.
Kita akan ada kegiatan site visit. Site visitnya adalah
We will have site visit to the Bali Bina Insani Islamic Boarding School in Tabanan. We want to show them that Bali with Hindu majority as an Islamic boarding school in Tabanan. The interesting thing is that even it is an Islamic boarding school, the students do not lose their roots. We want to show it to them as a showcase for the participants. According to Esti Andayani, the 2016 Bali Democracy Forum, which will be attended by 11 ministers and 7 deputy ministers, will discuss issues related to religion, democracy, and pluralism. The forum will also discuss promoting democracy effort and religious harmony in responding to the challenges of pluralism. In the forum, the participants will share best practices and experiences in fostering religious harmony and countering violent extremism through democratic responses. Executive Director of the Wahid Institute, Yeni Wahid, hope builds on radicalism and intolerance could soon be finished. in a seminar and dissemination of policy recommendations promoting social of religious harmony in Indonesia. In Jakarta recently, Yeni Wahid said, "Bill on terrorism is still unfinished. Uncertainty of legal instruments makes difficulties for law enforcers."
Jadi memang harus ada instrumen hukum, ya, yang sangat diperlukan oleh aparat negara.
Law enforcers need legal instruments. What should we do for people coming back from Syria? So far, they could have been de-radicalized. But who should be de-radicalized? This is our homework to make more comprehensive law. Yeni Wahid convinced that cooperation between government and civil society could ensure that Indonesia would be free from radicalism and intolerance. She appreciated the open attitude and the positive response of the government in handling radicalism. The last item, former Vice President Budiono has called on the government to proceed with caution should it go ahead with considerations to allow for a greater state budget deficit in response to the currently weak global economy. Amid widening estimates of the state budget deficit throughout the year, economists have highlighted the importance of raising the legal threshold for the deficit so that the government can continue to work on many projects without having to cut spending when revenue collection is sluggish. The government, however, has maintained confidence that raising the threshold would not be needed anytime soon. In mid-September, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati increased the nation's fiscal deficit target to 2.7% by year-end due to a greater-than-expected shortfall in revenue. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. The Indonesian Religious Affairs Minister confident Friday rally held peacefully. Indonesian government expects the rally will run peacefully. Indonesia ready to hold Bali Democracy Forum. That was the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled French Presidential Candidate Selection. The United States has just completed presidential election. Unexpectedly, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is seated. Many polls should recognize the benefits of Donald Trump. Clinton won the popular vote with an excess amount of noise, 2 million from Donald Trump, but Trump won the special voters or electoral college. Finnish drama of democracy across the Atlantic. Deep inside the blue or the European continent, France also recently entered the phase of prospective president. Usually the final battle occurs between the Republican and the socialist camps. France currently led by a socialist president, François Hollande. Competition in the Republican Party took place among candidates who in the past held positions in the government, namely Nicolas Sarkozy, François Fillon, and Alain Juppé. In the first round fight, Nicolas Sarkozy, French president before François Hollande, was eliminated. Finally, the Republicans nominated François Fillon, Prime Minister of France under President Nicolas Sarkozy in 2007 to 2012 with 67% votes. But it's still not yet over. Fillon had to face the popular candidate of the extreme right faction, the Front National led by Marine Le Pen, a task that is heavy enough for Fillon, since Marine Le Pen is considered by many as the strongest candidate in the May 2017 elections. While Fillon is said to the most moderate in dealing with the problem of radicalism and immigrants compared to the soft Juppé or extreme Sarkozy. From the struggle in the right-wing parties, it has not been determined who will win the hearts of the French people, whether François Fillon, a moderate right, or Marine Le Pen, the extreme right. The tendency in France is, after the leadership of the socialist era, it will be followed by the leadership of the Republicans. The socialists itself has not announced a presidential candidate from their camp. Will François Hollande run again? or will he let the Prime Minister Manuel Valls struggle alone as a candidate of the Socialists? Or will Republicans and Socialists cooperate again to beat Marine Le Pen from securing the presidential seat? Looking at the results of the U.S. presidential election, there is a possibility that Marine Le Pen, who has an extreme style similar to Donald Trump, wins. Indonesia certainly hopes the election in France resulted in the best leader for the country, despite the need to be worried, because if the candidate of the extreme right parties wins, it will affect other countries, including Indonesia. Listener, that was commentary for today. Thank you for listening.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome to Today in History. We start from November 30, 1939, when the Soviet forces invaded Finland to begin the Soviet-Finland War. A winter war, also called the Soviet War, was a war when the Soviet Union, headed by Joseph Stalin, attacked Finland on November 30, 1939. Joseph Stalin expected to rule the whole of Finland by the end of 1939, but the Finnish resistance obviously frustrated the Soviet forces. Finland continues to survive until March 1940, when the Moscow Peace Treaty was signed. Due to the attack was considered illegal, the Soviet Union then expelled from the League of Nations on December 14, 1939. Now, an event of Barbados gained its independence from the United Kingdom on November 30, 1966. Before Barbados' independence, the island was a British colony for over 300 years due to the first English settlers in 1625. In 1938, after the civil disturbances in 1937, the Barbados Progressive League, later becoming the Barbados Labour Party, was formed, and Barbados attained full internal self-government in 1961. The first Premier, Grantley Adams, led Barbados into the 10-member West Indian Federation in 1958 until 1962. After the Federation was terminated in 1962, Barbados returned to its former status as a self-government. Barbados was then led into full independence on November 30, 1966, by the then Premier Errol Walton Barrow of the Democratic Labour Party, a group which in 1955 broke away from the now Barbados Labour Party. Errol Barrow became the first Prime Minister of Barbados. This date was also commemorated as St. Andrew's Day. Barbados had now achieved independence from Britain, but maintained ties to British monarch, represented in Barbados by the Governor General. Barbados became an independent state within the Commonwealth nations and continues to have major role in regional cooperation. Now, the last item for today's segment of Today in History. An accident of Lion Air flight number JT538 that happened on November 30, 2004. On November 30, 2004, Lion Air plane with flight number JT538 skid while transit landing at Adi Sumarmo Airport, Solo, Central Java. These events led to 26 deaths, 55 people were seriously injured, and 63 people were slightly injured. The ill-fated plane, carrying 146 passengers, was originally took off from Jakarta to Surabaya at 17 West Indonesia time. When the plane landed around 18:15 West Indonesia time at Adi Sumarno Solo, the aircraft could not be stopped and entered into the field of the airport before finally stopping in the public cemetery. The plane then broke in the middle. Based on the result of the investigation of the National Transportation Safety Committee, the cause of the accident was because the runways were flooded, or known as hydroplaning, so that the plane cannot be controlled and slide out of the runway. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, Daily News and Events.
Hello listener, welcome back to Voice Green. Today we'll talk about Indonesia pricing greenhouse gas emissions with blue carbon. Indonesia will strengthen effort to make the functioning of marine ecosystems and mangroves as part of the reduction of emissions and adaptation to climate change impacts. This was said by Minister's Expert Staff of Public Policy, Fishery and Maritime Ministry, Ahmad Purnomo, escorted by Kompas in Jakarta Monday, November 28. Three marine ecosystems, namely mangrove, seagrass, and brackish area, which is known as blue carbon, used by Indonesia to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases. Purnomo said, the protection of coastal ecosystem bring direct impact to the prosperity and lowering coastal vulnerability from the potential of sea level rise. It is a follow-up effort of the Paris Agreement. Purnomo explained, Indonesia's mangrove potential of 32 million hectares and 3 million hectares of seagrass beds can contribute 29% to 41% reduction of emissions promised by President Joko Widodo in the Conference of Parties in Paris. But it would require a study and roadmap. According to Purnomo, the utilization of coastal ecosystem as blue carbon requires sustainable management and coordination among ministries, agencies, and other stakeholders. Meanwhile, senior researcher of the Center for International Forestry Research, CIFOR, who focuses on carbon blue, Daniel Murdiarso, said Indonesia has 17% to 20% of world carbon blue, or 3.45 gigatons of carbon equivalent. The total of Indonesia's blue carbon, 12.7 billion tons of carbon dioxide, or CO2. Each year, about 52,000 hectares of the three coastal ecosystems have been deforested for ponds, infrastructure, and settlements. From these amounts, about 6% from the deforestation in the mainland. The greenhouse gas emissions from mangrove deforestation reach 30%. At the hearing of the Conference of Parties, or COP22, in Marrakesh, Morocco, Indonesia and 17 other countries signed a declaration because the ocean, which contains appeals for action plan on climate change that affect the oceans. Listener, that was today's Voice Green. Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Religious Affairs Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin is optimistic that Friday's rally, DAP Aksi Bela Islam 3, or the Third Act to Defend Islam, will be held peacefully. The rally will be concentrated at the National Monument area in Central Jakarta. Director General for Information and Public Diplomacy of the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Esti Andayani, on Tuesday in Jakarta expressed hope that the December 2nd rally will run peacefully without any chaotic situation. According to her, such peaceful situation will become example for all participant countries of the Bali Democracy Forum to be held on December 8 to 9 regarding Indonesia's effort in dealing with pluralism. The Indonesian government is ready to hold the 9th Bali Democracy Forum 2016. Director General for Information and Public Diplomacy of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Esti Andayani, in Jakarta said that the forum themed Religion, Democracy and Pluralism will be attended by participants from 60 countries and international organizations. The 9th Bali Democracy Forum 2016 series event will be started by the Bali Civil Society and Media Forum to be held from 6th to 7th of December 2016. Director General for Information and Public Diplomacy of the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Esti Andayani, in Jakarta Tuesday said that the forum will discuss Islam, democracy and the challenges of pluralism and security. The 9th Bali Democracy Forum 2016 will hold cultural and religious trip for participants. According to Esti Andayani, the visit is in accordance with the theme of the forum, Religion, Democracy and Pluralism.
Executive Director of the Wahid Institute, Yeni Wahid, hoped bills on radicalism and intolerance could soon be finished. In a seminar and dissemination of policy recommendations promoting social of religious harmony in Indonesia, in Jakarta recently, Yeni Wahid said bill on terrorism is still unfinished. Uncertainty of legal instruments makes difficulties for law enforcers. Former Vice President Budiono has called on the government to proceed with caution should it go ahead with considerations to allow for a greater state budget deficit in response to the currently weak global economy. That was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to go around Indonesia to taste traditional hot beverage. Stay tuned. Listeners, the time passes by so quickly. We are getting into the end of the year. In many countries in the world, the end of the year is identical with cold weather, including Indonesia. Towards the end of the year, rainfall in almost all parts of Indonesia is quite high. This kind of atmosphere is most enjoyable with a warm drink. Well, do you know that Indonesia has various kinds of traditional beverage which make us much warmer? Listeners, the first traditional beverage which is presented is bajigur. This hot beverage from West Java is made from coconut milk and palm sugar and added with a little bit of ginger, pandanus leaf, and salt. Bajigur can be found easily on vendor that completely brings various kinds of boiled foods such as sweet potato, peanuts, banana, and many others. Another hot beverage is bandrek, a typical beverage from West Java, and Betawi, which is made from various kinds of herbs and spices. To make bandrek is not so easy as to make bajigur because bandrek is made of a number of herbs and spices such as cinnamon, clove and lemongrass, brown sugar, coconut milk, cardamom, and coriander seeds. To add the enjoyment of bandrek, it can also add it with sweetened condensed milk and coconut pieces. From Java Island, we move to Sulawesi Island, precisely to Makassar, South Sulawesi, with its hot drink, namely Sarap Ba. Sarap Ba is made from mixture of ginger egg yolk, brown sugar, coconut milk, and also pepper powder. Makassar people usually drink it to expel influenza, to increase temperature of body, and to cure colds. It is a very right choice to keep stamina when it's cold weather. Then we go to West Sumatra, which has typical drink, namely Taluwati, which becomes the drink of the noble of West Sumatra. The word of Talua comes from Minang language, meaning egg. Egg is one material to make Talua tea. It sounds a little bit unique, but when you taste this tea, you will feel typical sweet and savory. This tea is brewed with sugar and egg yolk. Egg yolk and sugar are shaken together in a glass before adding hot tea. Then the dough is added with sweetened condensed milk. fizzy flavor of egg yolk does not taste because it is added with vanilla powder. In a glass of taluati, it consists of three levels, namely white color of sweetened condensed milk, light brown from tea, and brownish fruit from egg, which is shaken. For freshness, the dough is added with lemon juice. Minangkabau people believe that taluati can aid stamina and cure mild disease. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring traditional hot beverages of Indonesia. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we are discussing a topic entitled Teman Baru, which in English means new friend. Stay tuned. Listener, as usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the Indonesian vocabulary twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Teman baru in English, new friend. Lihat, lihat in English, to see. Gadis, gadis in English, girl. Baju biru. Baju biru in English, blue dress. Membawa, membawa, to bring. Biola, biola, violin. Dia kelas berapa? Dia kelas berapa? In English, which grade is she? Kelas 1 SMA. Kelas 1 SMA. SMA grade 1. Sekolah, sekolah in English, school. SMA Negeri 3. SMA Negeri 3. SMA 3. Hobi, hobi in English, hobby. Bermain biola, bermain biola, to play violin. Boleh, boleh, may. Diperkenalkan, diperkenalkan, be introduced. Baiklah, baiklah. All right. Di mana? Di mana? Well. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Teman Baru, or in English means new friend. The conversation is between A. Andi and B. Danu. A. Andi. Hey, lihat siapa itu? Hey, lihat siapa itu? In English, look, who is that? B. Danu. Yang mana? Yang mana? In English, which one? A. Andi. Gadis berbaju biru membawa biola. Gadis berbaju biru membawa biola. In English, the girl who wears a blue dress and brings the violin. B. Danu. Oh, dia teman baruku. Oh, dia teman baruku. In English, oh, she is my new friend. A. Andi. Dia kelas berapa? Dia kelas berapa? In English, which grade is she? B. Danu. Kelas 1 SMA. Kelas 1 SMA. In English, SMA grade 1. A. Andi. Sekolah di mana? Sekolah di mana? In English, which school? B. Danu. di SMA Negeri 3. Di SMA Negeri 3. In English, at SMA 3. A. Andi. Apakah hobinya bermain biola? Apakah hobinya bermain biola? Is her hobby playing violin? B. Danu. Iya, hobinya sama denganku bermain biola. Ya, hobinya sama denganku bermain biola. Yes, her hobby is the same as mine, playing violin. Andi? Oh, begitu. Bolehkah diperkenalkan denganku? Oh, begitu. Bolehkah diperkenalkan denganku? Oh, okay. May I introduce her? Danu? Ya, tentu saja. Mari saya perkenalkan. Ya, tentu saja. Mari saya perkenalkan. Yes, of course. Let me introduce you to her. Andi. Baiklah, terima kasih. Baiklah, terima kasih. Alright, thank you. Listener, that was today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week. And sampai jumpa.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll introduce an Indonesian pop singer who is also known as one of Indonesian diva, namely Ruth Sahanaya or Utek. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Kaulah Segalanya by Ruth Sahanaya. Happy listening.
Mengatakan yang sesungguhnya, kaulah segalanya. listeners, you've just listened to the song Kaulah Segalanya. Together with her two colleagues, Chris Dayanti and Titi DJ, Ruth Sahanaya form as the Three Diva. The name is very appropriate for them because the three famous singers have outstanding capability in the field of singing. Likewise, their songs are very popular in the country, even abroad. The relationship between Ute with Chris Dayanti and Titi DJ in the Three Diva brings more experience in her singing career. Ute, who is Ambon Bleed, since adolescence has often appeared to sing. She began her career in the Indonesian music industry in 1987 when she launched her first album entitled Kasih and sold out in the market. The name of Ruth Sahanaya or Ute more well known when she launched the song Kaulah Segalanya or You Are My Everything. Ute not only succeed in selling albums, but also achieved a lot of title in various festivals. Some festivals have been followed by Ute, included Midnight Sun Song Festival in Finland in 1992, received the title of Grand Prix winner, and became a guest vocalist in the concert of Mario Frangoli in Herod Atticus Acropolis, Athens, or Greece, on October 5-6, 2002, and she also performed in a duet with Mario's slow song Naturaleza Muerta. Ute also has a duet with Phil Perry in the East-West Collaboration in Peace event at Garuda Wisnu Kencana, Jimbaran, Bali, in December 2002. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Astaga by Ruth Sahanaya. Happy listening.
Yeah.
Listener, the song that you've just listened entitled Astaga by Ruth Sahanaya, Utek. The song is proven that Utek is not only succeeded in a medium slow beat, but she also favored in a rapid and dynamic music. Utek has held large concerts several times, such as the 25th anniversary concert in 2011. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Bawalah Daku Pergi by Ruth Sahanaya. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Selamanya
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.